This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado's Democrats were uniformly opposed to this week's votes to claw back funding for foreign aid and public media. Some pointed out foreign aid is about slowing global leadership. They stressed public broadcasting funding is an important lifeline, especially in rural areas where stations help broadcast emergency notifications. Democratic Representative Jonah Goose.
Only in Washington, D.C. could politicians come to the floor and brag about cutting $9 billion from rural radio stations while they 2 weeks ago voted to increase the deficit by $4 trillion. $4 trillion.
All of Colorado's Republican representatives voted to cut public media and the foreign aid funding. A Christian bookstore is challenging a Colorado anti-discrimination law. CPR's Haley May reports.
The federal suit is the latest by conservative law group Alliance Defending Freedom. This time, the group's representing born-again used books in Colorado Springs as it sues the state over the Kelly Loving Act, which was signed into law in May. The bill, named after a transgender woman killed in the Club Q shooting, made intentionally misgendering a trans person a violation of the state's Anti-Discrimination Act. The bookstore says the law violates the First Amendment by compelling workers to use pronouns based on a person's preferred gender expression, which they say is against their religious beliefs. ADF has represented a Christian summer camp, a cake shop, and a graphic designer in Colorado for similar lawsuits and won them all. Haley May, CPR News.
This is CPR News.